At a memorial service quickly assembled for the families of the heroic passengers of United Airlines Flight 93 that crashed into the ground near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, as part of the 9/11 terrorist attack, a priest, a rabbi, and two ministers were invited to be a part of this memorial service. And then they were exhorted by the government official responsible for this whole activity, the whole activity of trying to recover what could be recovered from that crash site, that they should not mention God for fear that they would embroil everyone in a church-state problem. Well, I'm happy to say the young priest, whom I have known since his seminary days, began his remarks by saying, 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ came among us to tell us what we do with a day like today, what we do with a situation like this, what we do with a tragedy like this, and try to make sense out of it. And I'm happy to say that one by one, the other religious leaders also spoke very welcome words of vision and comfort to the people who had come to that memorial service precisely to hear out of their faith tradition a message of faith, consolation, comfort. It's not enough, though, that we recognize there's a problem. All of us could go on and relate our own story of some experience of this. It's not enough that we recognize the problem and even lament the consequences of the problem. We have to be prepared to respond. The new word for defense is simply witness. Witness. To bear witness to what we believe personally, individually. How important is personal witness to the faith? Today, I think it's extremely significant. What should guide our actions is the conviction that that ancient maxim, magna est veritas et prevalebit, the truth is great and it will win out. But for the truth to prevail, it must first be heard.